This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 2.6 million people in 193 countries and territories are confirmed to have been infected with the new coronavirus. The tallies probably reflect only a fraction of the actual number of infections, as many countries test only the most serious cases, and some don't include those in nursing homes. 181,000 people have died, nearly two-thirds of them in Europe. The United States is the hardest-hit country, with nearly 46,000 deaths, ahead of Italy, Spain, and France. France reports a decline in total numbers of coronavirus patients. The country's top health officials said despite signs of improving trends, the spread of the virus remains at a high level. President Emmanuel Macron announced last week the country's lockdown could begin to be eased May 11th, even though the government has not unveiled any concrete plans. Spain's prime minister says they will target the second half of May for what he calls the country's horizon of de-escalation. That's when Pedro Sanchez's government and others will attempt to exit from strict coronavirus containment measures. Sanchez requested an extension of the current lockdown through May 9th while speaking to Parliament Wednesday. White House aide Kellyanne Conway says U.S. President Donald Trump is most likely delaying signing an order pausing the issuance of green cards for at least 60 days. She says lawyers are still looking it over. It's a move that would potentially close the U.S. off to tens of thousands of people. President Trump said the short break on the arrival of those granted permanent residency is to protect the U.S.'s health care system and American jobs. Critics accuse the president of using the health crisis as an excuse to pursue a hardline immigration policy. This is VOA News. Wall Street stocks bounced back Wednesday, recovering some of the losses from a two-session slide as U.S. oil prices rallied following a volatile session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 2%, while the S&P 500 gained 2.3%, and NASDAQ was up almost 3% at 2.8%. President Trump tweeted Wednesday morning that he has instructed the U.S. Navy to fire on any Iranian ships that harass it at sea. The president saying via Twitter, "I've instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats." This comes hours after Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said it launched the country's first military satellite into orbit. Dubai has welcomed 13 foreign cruise ships that were at sea while most countries had closed maritime borders due to the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities in Dubai said 13 cruise liners carrying 29,000 passengers and 10,000 crew members have been granted entry at Dubai Port Authorities. They add the passengers and most crew members were flown home, 80% of whom were flown to Europe. None of them had tested positive for COVID-19. A U.S. government study suggests an anti-malarial drug could not work to treat COVID-19 and could cause higher death rates. Hydroxychloroquine was promoted by President Trump as a possible treatment. The U.S. Veterans Affairs study looked at the drug and 368 male patients. The results show those who had taken the drug fared worse than those who did not, and more of the patients also died. The results, however, were from observations of how the patients reacted, not part of a randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial. European Union leaders will hold talks Thursday to discuss ways to revive the economy. The coronavirus pandemic is expected to lead to a deep recession for the 27-nation bloc. Reuters reports reviving the EU's economy is a divisive issue because it concerns European solidarity in a crisis. British Parliament's new opposition leader accused the government of being slow in its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer made the comments Wednesday during a hybrid session of Parliament. Half the members participated via video and the other half were present but social distancing. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. If you'd like more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Once again, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.